The South Side Stroll happens the last Friday of the month from May through September. Businesses welcome visitors from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., with some places staying open later than usual to enjoy the late summer sunshine. I took a look at one of the businesses on Main Street and the impact of the South Side Stroll to the community. The art galleries, restaurants, and businesses on Main Street have been staying open later on Fridays in the summer and encouraging business owners to offer something special for the South Side Stroll. Missy and Maddie Steiner are a mother-daughter team that manage Merchants on Main, one of the businesses that stay open late on Fridays for the stroll.
Merchants on Main is 3.5 years old. We have 25 different dealers that rent space from us and bring things in. Everything from furniture, pillows, gifts, accessories, and all that kind of thing. We have new things that walk in the door every day. No 2 days does the store look the same.
And you manage this with your daughter?
I do.
Maddie, what do you think about working with Mom?
We get along most days. I tend to stay in the back, and I paint, refinish a lot of furniture, so it kind of gives us some space, and that way she's in the front and I'm in the back, so we're not on top of each other the whole time.
You hear of father and son businesses, but not very many mother and daughter businesses like this. Why did you decide to go in together?
I just had come back from college and needed to work, and it was something to do, and kind of took over and started doing it with my mom and just really enjoy it.
And then not too distant past, the South Side of Main Street was pretty much abandoned for the most part. There were a lot of empty storefronts. There were crumbling houses and vacant lots full of trash, graffiti, and things you don't even want to think about. And then there was a revival that started out kind of as an arts district and gradually also became a business district. As Main Street grew, more businesses came in. What made you decide to locate your business on Main Street?
We actually had a friend that owned the building. It was sitting there empty, much like you just said. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do with the building, and it just sort of fell right into place. But Main Street is a great place to be. South Side is. We have great neighbors that live there and work there. And you're right, it's changed quite a bit in the last few years.
The artistic revival really brought people back to the street. But the businesses, the merchants like yourself, is what's keeping people coming back, because there's only so much you can drive through and look at the street art and such. The revival of businesses on Main Street, which in almost every community in America you think of as a thriving business district, that's been building up. But there are some rather unique businesses down there as well.
There absolutely is just a wide variety of everything. It's very eclectic. We have Atlas Bolt, our next door neighbor, manufacturing. You have that. Then you have me next door, more like a boutique kind of furniture, everything, shopping kind of store. Then we do have lots of artists. Area 61 hosts a lot of great local artists. But then we have great restaurants down there, too. A great grocery store that we love, Enzo's, down the street. So really, it's just a small, eclectic mix of a lot of different businesses in a short span area, really.
Yeah, just a few blocks, really. Five blocks?
Yeah, that's about it. We try to squeeze in as much as we can down there.
The South Side Stroll is inviting people to come literally stroll Main Street. And like you said, it's really not that far. Just about anyone can make the walk, and all sidewalks and such. What brings the stroll to the South Side?
I think that you're absolutely right. It hit off with the art. And then we do have quite a few galleries in that area. And so it just sort of was already in place. And then we've had other businesses that joined in that may be part of the art movement, but more just a chance for you to see the South Side and, like you said, make a new, fresh look at it and see that it's a great place to be.
There are food merchants as well as restaurants. There are the galleries and different places like a tattoo shop. And
we do.
All sorts of shopping that you can do, whether it's art for your body or art for your mind. What kind of participation do you usually see?
I think right around a dozen different businesses. You could always hop on Facebook, see Southside Stroll, and see who's participating this year. We bring new people along as we go, but you can't really probably do all of it in 1 month. So that's what's so great about May through September. You have all those chances to maybe hit the right one that you missed the last time, that you didn't even know existed.
Maddie, are you there for the stroll?
Usually I am. I try to hang out, and it's kind of fun because it gives me a chance to walk around and see the other businesses, because usually I'm working when they're open, so we try to switch out and give each other chances to walk around and see who else is in our area.
Do most of the places stay open different hours during the stroll?
Yeah, it kind of depends on what kind of events they're hosting. Sometimes the local businesses try to have like a music act or have a local artist that they're hosting, you know, as well as staying open late. I think there's a band, is it World Music Weekend?
It is.
That they're coming down, and they're going to be down there for the stroll. And then after the stroll, they're going over to Nightfall. They'll be there pretty late, I'm guessing, to play for everybody.
Now, the Southside Stroll is the last Friday of every month, May through September?
Correct.
What time does it start typically during the day?
Well, we open at 10-ish, and we're there till 8. But generally, it's 5 to 8 is what time that the stroll, like my daughter just said, some of the music will probably go on much later than 8 o'clock. But then right after that, if you wanted to, you could go down to Nightfall, which is just down the block, really.
So it's kind of like a big block party, except the street's not closed.
Exactly.
So if you do drive down Main Street on the last Friday of the month, please drive carefully, because there should be more foot traffic there than normal.
There definitely is. We're sort of on the far end, but especially around Area 61 and the Hart Gallery, right in that general area, it usually is very crowded.
If you had one word or phrase to describe what the Southside Stroll is, what would each of you come up with?
Probably say it's eclectic.
Wow, she took my word.
The Southside Stroll happens the last Friday of every month from May through September on Main Street. Many of the area businesses will be open from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., with special events happening all through the summer. World Music Weekend kicks off at the Southside Stroll Friday, May 30th. The Folk School of Chattanooga has a full schedule of music events planned for this Friday, and you can find pop-up music sessions all along the street. The Southside Stroll is on Main Street between Market Street and Mitchell Avenue. For more information, find the Southside Stroll on Facebook. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.